What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. My name is Derek Brown, and on today's show, we're going to talk about eight rookies that could be league winners. Before I get to these eight rookies that could be league winners this season, if you want a chance to win a signed Christian Kirk Jacksonville Jaguars jersey, courtesy of bettingpros.com, your place to start betting smarter and not harder, you need to subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel right now. Comment below in this video, and that's it. We'll be announcing the winner right here on the channel, so turn on notifications so you can be alerted when new episodes are up and to claim your prize. Okay, first player to sit here and start the list, number eight, Roschon Johnson. We want to target ambiguous backfields for fantasy purposes because that is where the value lies, and Roschon is in one in Chicago. He has the talent to emerge as their lead back as the season moves on. It can be a league winner. What we saw in his collegiate career, I get that he was blocked by Bijan Robinson, but in the small samples that we got, he was 11th, 21st, and 14th in yards after contact per attempt over each of the last three seasons. He is a plus pass protector. He only allowed two sacks in his entire collegiate career. Roschon Johnson can be the Bears' do-it-all three-down back in 2023. Okay, number seven, my guy, the man, the myth, the legend, Zay Flowers. Flowers concluded his collegiate career with a 93rd percentile college dominator, 89th percentile collegiate target share. And while a lot of his other numbers were muted because of bad quarterback play, we have seen the talent flourish for Zay Flowers every time that he's got the ball in his hands. The guy played 65.8% of his collegiate snaps on the perimeter. He can win outside. He can win at all three levels. If Odell Beckham is even somewhat washed this year and not the former OBJ that we have come to love, Zay Flowers can emerge and fight Rashad Bateman. Hey, maybe he's not healthy. As the number two passing weapon in this offense, Zay Flowers has upside for days, and he can be a league winner. All right. Number six, Jordan Addison. We know the talent is there. That's why the first round pedigree happened in the NFL draft. Addison can emerge in his rookie season. A player that we have seen over the last two collegiate seasons has ranked both top 22 in yards per route run and PFF receiving grade. Every collegiate season, this guy posted 2.00 yards per route run or higher. He is a versatile wide receiver. He played in the slot in 2020 and 2021 before moving to the boundary in his final season. With route running chops and a high passing volume offense, Addison can emerge as a league winner in his first season. All right, next guy on this list, number five, Jahmyr Gibbs. Look, I'll come out and admit, maybe I wasn't as high on Jahmyr Gibbs as the rest of consensus, but I'm not going to shy away from the upside that he has to possibly win you a league this year. What we've seen out of Jahmyr Gibbs in college was fantastic. The big playability is there. He was seventh in breakaway rate last year. And yes, I've got to bring up the pass game usage. This guy has never finished outside the top nine in yards per route run amongst all running backs every single year over the last three collegiate seasons that have at least had 20 or more targets. He has also finished sixth or higher in PFF receiving grade amongst running backs, so that we know the talent is there. And what we saw out of DeAndre Swift, yes, he wasn't loved by the Detroit Lions. We could go through all of that right here, but I'm just going to bring this up. Even if he doesn't get the red zone carries, Jahmyr Gibbs could get a lot of targets in the red zone that can make up for that lack of early down usage when they get in close. Swift, even with the time missed last year, was still second on the team in red zone targets. Jahmyr Gibbs can absolutely replicate that this year, and if he does so, he's going to help you hoist fantasy trophies in 2023.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
For shooting for upside, we're looking for league winners. The next two receivers on this list got to be on your draft boards. Number four, Quentin Johnston. Quentin Johnston's usage this year is going to surprise people. And yes, he can stretch the field. Yes, he is a dynamic threat with the ball in his hands after the catch. The other part of his game that goes overlooked is what he can do from the slot. Last year, amongst all FBS wide receivers with at least 25 or more slot targets, Quentin Johnston led the nation in slot yards per route run and slot yak per reception. Yes, Keenan Allen is going to play inside some. So is Quentin Johnston. 25% of his targets last year in college came via the slot. He has the talent. They're going to have the passing volume in Los Angeles. Justin Herbert is somebody we are immensely high on in fantasy this year. Guess what? We should be as well on Quentin Johnston. Number three, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. The last time that we saw this guy playing full-time, led the nation in yards per route run and PFF receiving grade. He garnered a 22.7% target share along future studs Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave. If you believe that Jaxon Smith-Njigba is that dude, and you should, then we should be buying into him this year in fantasy. The part about his game that gets overlooked is also his ability to win downfield that can give him a ceiling every single week in fantasy. In that season, 2021, he was ninth in yards per route run on deep targets, first in PFF's deep receiving grade. JSN is going to eat, and he is being undervalued right now, and he can be a league winner this year. Number two, Anthony Richardson. What do we care about with quarterbacks? Rushing, rushing, and more rushing. We're going to see that out of Anthony Richardson this year. In Shane Steichen's system, we saw this from Jalen Hurts. He led all quarterbacks in rushing attempts and red zone rushing attempts per game, as well as he is going to sit here and be a better passer than people are giving him credit for. This system is tailor-made for Anthony Richardson. The things that he excels at with deep passing and play action, which Jalen Hurts last year, seventh in deep passing attempts, fourth in play action passing attempts. You look at how this marries with Anthony Richardson. His final season at Florida, he was fifth in play action passing grade, 20th in deep passing grade. He can explode in his rookie season. Okay, we're going to make a list of rookie league winners. We have to talk about, and I understand it's low-hanging fruit, but we got to discuss it. Number one on the list, top of the mountain, Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson has been airdropped into the perfect system for his talent and for volume this year. Atlanta, yes, we can make all the jokes we want about Arthur Smith and how he loves to run the ball, and it's true. Second in neutral rushing rate last year in Atlanta. They led the NFL in red zone rushing rate last season. Bijan Robinson should be considered a lock for 300-plus touches, and the talent we know is there. 11th and 18th in yards after contact per attempt over the last two collegiate seasons. 6th and 3rd in elusive rating. Bijan Robinson can be a stud, a league winner, a top three fantasy back in his first season, so enjoy drafting him at the end of the first round. All right, everyone, before I get up out of here, again, remember, if you want a chance to win a signed Christian Kirk Jacksonville Jaguars jersey courtesy of bettingpros.com, you need to subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel right now. Comment below in this video. We will be announcing the winner right here on the channel, so turn on notifications so you can claim your prize. Fantasy draft season is here, people. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.